All right, what's up, class? This is Optimus Fields at My Living Truth, and we're back for another episode. We're at block height 665,959, and the current price is $37,280. So today we have Nick, Jestifer, and I, and we're going to do a presentation on how to earn some Bitcoin. So Nick, take it away.
Yeah. Hey guys, what's up? Before we get started, we're just going to have a quick word from our sponsor, which is Citadel 21. If you haven't heard of it, it's a Bitcoin cultural zine and displays the best of the best written content by the plebs for the plebs. You can read all their articles online for free and even purchase physical copies of all your favorite volumes. I currently have all the volumes. I was going to say my favorite because they're all pretty dope, but I have them. They're really cool. I highly suggest you grab a few because they only have a limited amount and they sell out pretty quick. Also, if you're interested in writing for them, they allow anyone and everyone to submit articles. So if you're eager to write something, I highly recommend you check it out. Check out their website at citadel21.com. Their link will be in the description below. And Jestifer, say what's up.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me again to present, and I'm glad I'm joined by Optimus and Nick to deliver this presentation on earning Bitcoin. And a lot of people focus on actually buying Bitcoin or selling it, treating it like an investment, but this presentation is going to go over how to earn it like a wage.
Sounds good. So first off, for you, the listener, the viewer, you might be wondering, what is earning Bitcoin? You've probably heard that you need to buy into Bitcoin and, you know, use your dollars to purchase Bitcoin as an investment or what have you. But there's a lot of ways that you can earn Bitcoin without really even changing your normal behaviors. And so we're going to show you a lot of these different ways. And as you can see on the screen, there's ways to earn it like via shopping or doing direct work for it, or we have faucets, different faucets online, and even if you're into video games, there's some gaming avenues. And for the more advanced people, maybe you're not aware, but you can provide liquidity and, you know, get a little techie out there and gain some Bitcoin. But we'll go into every single one of them, and yeah. So the first is shopping. So, take it, Nick.
So this is shopping with Bitcoin. You can hit the next slide. So these are the three main ones that we used. They're pretty well common amongst the Bitcoin community. The first one is Lolly, or at TryLolly from Twitter. This is a Chrome extension you add. It's completely for free. You just put it at the top of your computer. And through your normal shopping, you can earn sats from retailers. One thing that we do want to say, because I've made the mistake before, I know Jestifer has as well, is that you can't use Lolly in combination with other stuff. So, like one time, a little over a year ago, I bought a computer, the computer I'm on right now, and I had Lolly loaded up, and I tried to also use Honey, which is like a promo code thing. I tried to use both of them and I got wrecked, and it canceled out the Lolly thing, and it did not give me my sats back because it opted to use Honey instead of Lolly. So if you're going to use it, only use Lolly. Don't be clicking on anything else because it'll cancel out. The next one is Fold app. I use this every single day. You can purchase gift cards and get a percentage of sats back. And they also have a Fold card. I think we're going to go into that a little bit later as well. But the Fold card is really, really good. You get sats back on every single purchase. So you spend fiat, you spend dollars, and you get Bitcoin back. And I saw some like ridiculous stuff going on. I saw like Saint Bitcoin spend like $3 on like a slice of pizza at Costco, and he got $3 back in Bitcoin. And that's pretty freaking good. And that's just, everyone's going to be demanding sats back on every purchase. It's going to become the standard. And Fold app is just the best way you can start. And you could also like spin the Fold wheel, get sats back and other like boosts. Like sometimes you'll hit like a 0.25x and it'll give you like 0.25x more on each of your purchases, and it's really good. And then the next one is Cash App. This is probably the most commonly known one. Pretty much everyone has Cash App on their phone, even if they're not in the Bitcoin. But what they allow you is you can get their free their cash card, and you can load it up with cash. And then a few times a week, you can boost your purchases, and you can go out and buy stuff and get Bitcoin back on your purchases, which is really, really good. The only downside to this is that it is KYC'd. I don't think that's much of a problem, to be honest. Obviously, the more non-KYC Bitcoin, the better, but it's still pretty good.
Yeah, and I just want to add, if you're going to use Lolly, you don't necessarily need to download the Chrome extension. You can just kind of go through their website and sign in and then do your shopping through there. And I think they have an app now, but it might still be in beta. So just look out for that. There's going to be a lot of ways for people to receive sats back on their purchases, and I'm pretty sure we'll be seeing a lot more this year.
Right. One more thing to add about this. Lolly and Cash App are ways to spend fiat and get sats back, whereas the Fold app, in order to get that reward, you actually have to spend Lightning.
Wait, for Fold, you have to spend Lightning.
I might jump in here and say, once you have the Fold card, you can actually fund it with your bank account.
Yeah.
So do you spend... So the, in order to spend USD with Fold and get sats back, you need the card.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
You need to buy a gift card.
Yeah, so...
No, that's not true. I have my credit card hooked up to it, and I, like, buy, like, I'll buy, like, a Domino's gift card, and I'll get, like... 5% sats back on that, and I used that before I had the Fold card.
But you need to do one of the gift cards. You can't do it at like a merchant that's not listed.
That's true.
Okay, yeah.
So there's different ways to do it. You can buy gift cards, and now with the Fold card, you can use your debit card and get sats back. But when you're buying gift cards, you can receive various percentage of sats back. Whether you're buying with fiat or with Lightning, it's just when you use Bitcoin on the Fold app to get gift cards, you receive more Bitcoin back. So it's an incentive to use Lightning.
But you could just, in theory, like pay, you could buy the gift card in Fold app with Lightning through Strike and it be with USD, right? So you wouldn't actually have to sell your Bitcoin to buy the gift card.
Yeah, I believe so.
Got it.
Jessifer, you gonna hit this slide? Did we lose him?
He might be having some technical difficulty. Do you want to hit it or me?
I'll hit it. All right, so Jessifer, your mic is messing up a little bit on us. All right, so earning Bitcoin. Wait, Jessifer, go back. Is Jessifer...
Wait, Jessifer, can you hear us?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry.
Okay, right, you're back. You can hear us.
Jessifer, go back to the earnings slide.
Okay. Shoot.
And take it from there. I'm guessing you were talking to yourself.
Short chest of hair. Dang it. Okay. Next up is earning Bitcoin. The first one is Strike app. So you can follow them on Twitter at LN_Strike. And what it does is allows you to automate direct deposit conversions to Bitcoin. So this is, you know, your employer would pay you in fiat, and using the Strike app, you could turn that into Bitcoin directly. You could sign up for that using beta.strike.me. And this has been in the news recently for Russell Okung. The next up is for the entrepreneurs out there to use BTZ Pay Server. And this is not too hard to set up. So you can actually set it so you're selling your products or offering services. And you don't even need to set up your own node. You can do a cloud node, and you can actually start receiving Bitcoin for your online store. The last one is task work. So you could say mow lawns or do normal fiat earning activities. And we'd recommend offering a discount for getting paid directly in Bitcoin. And that way you can avoid this KYC.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to add onto that slide is like people are already getting paid via Strike, like Russell Okung, the football player for the North Carolina Panthers. He is stacking sats a certain, I think it was about 50% of his paycheck. So that's like $6.5 million he is using Strike to stack sats with, which I think is really cool. And literally anyone can do this. Like you can just have your direct deposit go directly to Strike. It'll stack sats for you and then send it right to your wallet. So it's super simple, super clean. And Jack Mallers really killed it with Strike. And I think it's planning on going worldwide. I know he announced it to over 200 countries, but I don't think it actually rolled out yet. But super bullish. Anyone can be able to use this app pretty soon.
Yeah, and we just would highly recommend that you try to earn Bitcoin via whatever skills or services you can provide for people, because not only are you receiving KYC free Bitcoin or KYC, like, you know, less KYC on your Bitcoins, depending on how you do it. You can participate in the, you know, Bitcoin circular economy that everyone wants and believes is going to come out in the future. And it's really like, once you start getting paid in Bitcoin, you're going to instantly realize just how ancient the traditional financial system is, and you're just never going to look back. So even if it's small things, just try to get paid in Bitcoin by anyone. And if you do some dope stuff, like, Bitcoiners will pay you. Just provide the value and you'll earn the Bitcoin. It's pretty simple. All right, and the next one is faucets. The modern day faucets aren't like the old faucets of yore, where you would receive whole Bitcoins, if not multiple Bitcoins, but there's still ways for you to receive sats or free quote unquote Bitcoins or quote unquote free Bitcoins. So there's like the first one is LN Transaction Bot, and you can, you know, receive sats through that and do ad for work or look at ads for sats. Next there's Carrot or at Earn Carrot on Twitter, and you earn sats for simple tasks, again, like watching ads or answering questions. And it's you know, it's not much now, but in the future you never know what a sat's going to be worth, and so acquire as many sats as possible today and you'll be happier in the future. And earlier we brought up the Fold card, and so within the Fold app there's the Fold spin wheel. And so what you do is, once you make a purchase, you spin the Fold spin wheel, and you can multiply your sats back, and or just do the daily spin wheel, and you can just spin the wheel every day and try to receive some sats. I know our friend Nick here, I don't want to dox him, but he's won one of the big prizes on the Fold app, and so they're giving out a lot of Bitcoins over there, and you know, definitely want to take advantage of that. But one caveat is that to use the spin wheel, it requires using the KYC options in Fold. So there's an option in Fold where you can be anonymous or you can put your KYC information. So there's a little trade-off in there. But yeah, definitely go look for faucets. There's even some newsletters that give you sats for just reading the newsletter, like our friend Joe Rogers Words Project. So there's people still giving out Bitcoins out there. Just you got to look around.
Yeah, and like for the Fold spin wheel, I've won the 1 million jackpot. I've won the 10,000 multiple times. I've won the 500 and the 100s. I think that's all like the main ones, but you can get a lot of sats from this, especially if you have multiple accounts like I do. Every single day when you wake up, it takes like 30 seconds. You just, you know, spin the wheel and see what you get, and then you close it for the day and wake up the next day and do it. Earn Carrot, that's a Bitcoin magazine product. They've given out a lot of freaking Bitcoin through that stuff. They do stuff like trivia where you just answer a question and receive 500 sats. You do other stuff. You like subscribe to their YouTube channel and get like 10,000 sats back. Like you just do little sats like that. I mean, little tasks like that, and over time, the sats really add up. I know Dinez, he comes here a lot, and he's one of our good Bitcoin friends. He freaking loves it. He talks about it all the time. If you look through his Twitter, he tweets about it. He has tweeted about it quite often before, and he loves it. And yeah, like it's really going to pick up speed, I think, over this next year or two.
Well, Nick,
just to tack on for the oaths.
I was just gonna say, Nick, if we're shilling Bitcoin magazine products, we didn't put it on here, but guys, if you want to go play some marbles with the Bitcoin Mag guys, they're giving out sats over there as well. So look out for that. But hit it, Justifer.
Yeah, since you guys covered the other ones in depth, the LNTX spot is a Telegram bot, and it's a custodial Lightning wallet within Telegram. It's operated by Fiat Jaff, and it has a kind of a side benefit of not only like are you earning sats from viewing ads, but also like you're getting updates on kind of the Lightning ecosystem, since it's mostly Lightning users that are using that product to serve ads.
So next we're going to talk about gaming. So you can win sats through a bunch of different games. I know Zebedee.io integrates Lightning payments using SDK. I think Justifer can go into a little bit more detail on some of these after I briefly explain them. But Mt. Gox, they have gaming events such as Bitcoin Rally. It's literally like the version of Mario Kart where you just drive around, collect sats, and race against other Bitcoiners. You have first-person shooters such as Bitcoin Bounty Hunt and Counter-Strike or CSGO. CSGO is literally like arguably the world's biggest video game, and you can they've integrated a Bitcoin into it, and it's really freaking cool. I've played Bitcoin Bounty Hunt personally. It's pretty dope, just running around shooting other people, collecting sats. It's pretty nice. Bitcoin Bounce is an iPhone game, or probably on Android as well. It's super simple. You earn sats every day. It's not that much. It's like 10 sats, sometimes more. You can win but you literally just tap your phone a few times, collect some tickets, and you're all good. You enter those tickets into a raffle, and then you just win some sats. Light Night, it's literally Fortnite, just like the Bitcoin version of it, and you earn sats through killing people, running around, and just playing the game as you normally would. And there are many more games. Just see Bitcoin Lightning Gaming. They got some really dope stuff going on over there. Justifer, Optimus, do you want to add anything to this?
I've never played the video games for Sats, but it's making me curious to maybe, you know, get back into my nerd stuff and go earn some Sats, dude. Like Bitcoin Bounty Hunt, just like shooting and earning some Sats, man. That's like, it's like what I always wanted when I was a little kid. Now I can do it as an adult. Like, wow. but we have a comment in here that Bounce also does tournaments, and so you can win a lot of Sats via those tournaments. And yeah, so they're giving out Sats over there, man.
And definitely check out the Bitcoin Lightning Gaming Discord server. They've got so many games on there. It's a huge list and much longer than we could cover in this presentation.
Yeah, and personally, I think like gaming with Bitcoin integration or Lightning integration, I see a huge area where like that may be where we get the mainstream adoption from, is just like kids not even knowing about Bitcoin like we do. They're just like receiving money playing video games. So I'm sure this will blow up this year.
Oh yeah, they grew up like literally playing with virtual currencies. Like they understand it, you know.
All right, I'll move on to liquidity. And this is probably one of the more advanced topics. For liquidity, you can become a routing node with Lightning. And so what this is it's sort of like staking your Bitcoin, but you're pointing your sats on the Lightning network towards businesses that want to receive payments via Lightning. And I think the most common example is to open a channel, which is taking a certain amount of your Bitcoin and opening a channel with it to a retail business that maybe only you would know about, or that also accepts Lightning payments. And so you can actually receive payments in one direction and provide routing services to provide for that business. You can also buy and sell liquidity using Lightning Pool and use the Lightning Liquidity Bot, which is a bot on Telegram to kind of make those deals happen. And then lastly, you can provide liquidity for privacy services. So these would be the collaborative spends. Sometimes they're called mixers, but there's one called Join Market, and that's an advanced tool. I haven't gotten into it quite yet, but I know that people make a small return for providing liquidity on those services.
I personally use Join Market. You're not going to make much money with it, but I mean it's not nothing, so it's nice.
And just for the listener, Ben is an advanced user, so. Guys, if you're new to the Bitcoin space, this last way of receiving Bitcoin, earning Bitcoin, it may be something to work up to, because I know Justifer's was killing on the Lightning routing last year, and so like these are very advanced techniques, and so you're going to need to know what you're doing. First and foremost, and then also like tinker with it and figure out the best way to make it happen. It's not just a set it up and go type thing like all the other services, but it's definitely a way for you to earn some Bitcoin on the back end.
Yeah, for scale, I think the Lightning routing, you could, if you're reasonably skilled, you can probably earn about 5% APR on the Bitcoin that you have put to work on the Lightning network.
All right, well, that's it, guys. Short and sweet.
Question?
Oh, yeah, questions?
Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Go for it, Jim.
Jessifer, on the liquidity stuff, within Lightning Channels, do you think that's going to get easy for somebody who doesn't want to run a Lightning Channel and manage one in the sense that, let's say, I wanted to give you some sats and I could somehow lock it up with you and feel comfortable, but it's the operation of making that happen. Do you see a path? And I guess Ben the Carman, he could weigh in on this too. He would know, maybe. How far along are we from the average guy just being able to like set up some of his cold storage in a Lightning Channel and make some money off of it and not feel it's really at risk?
That's one area I'm really excited about. There's already a macaroon bakery, so which allows you to really customize the permissions that you might grant someone else. So basically, you could be running a node, but you could delegate the authority to manage your channels for you to someone else. And that's, that the basics are there currently. And I think the next steps will be user experience improvements from there.
I wasn't thinking of someone else running my Lightning node. I was thinking about not running a Lightning node, but being able to put some sats into Lightning through somebody else who needs them for liquidity, just so they're not sitting there doing nothing in my cold storage. Is there a difference, in terms of making it happen? I mean, obviously, there should be a difference if I'm not trying to run my own Lightning node. But I'm just talking about an on-ramp for somebody who's got sats in storage and they know they're going to sit there for 10 years, but they can be put to use, but not at risk, meaning that if the channel gets closed out, they come back to me, no problem. Is that doable in terms of, from the standpoint of someone who doesn't want to run a Lightning node or maybe doesn't even run a full node at all? There's plenty of people out
Yeah.
there like,
Yeah, I'm thinking just in terms of, you've got a trade-off between, this is custodial versus non-custodial. I think what I presented with the Macaroon Bakery is the non-custodial version, but certainly, you could find someone that operates a routing node that might want to put your liquidity to use, and so you could delegate your sats to them and then they could use that for their routing node operations.
okay, so when you delegate your sat, is it? I understand that if you're running a Lightning channel with somebody, that the sats that are locked up in the channel are on a time lock contract, which if it gets closed either because of the timeout or because of a forced close, you can basically be assured you'll get the right amount back based on the last channel state. If you're giving somebody sats and you're not part of that channel, is there a way to guarantee they'll come back to that person?
I don't know of one currently, but that's not to say that can't happen in the
So
future, but
then me loaning sats into a channel that you would have, I'd be taking on you as a counterparty risk instead of if I had a Lightning node and I was doing it that way, I wouldn't necessarily be taking on that extra risk because it would be controlled cryptographically versus an outside agreement between me and you. Like I'm going to loan you money and we sign a piece of paper. In this case, it's Bitcoin instead of dollars. You know what I mean? Like that's enforceable in a court maybe or something, but we're talking about trying to do this where you don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. And it doesn't sound like it's built yet. And I'm just wondering if you knew, was it built? If it was built, whether it works well, is it going to get better? Is it even being talked about? It just came to my mind as you're saying this, and I'm like, I haven't heard anybody mention that. Just being able to bring your Bitcoin into a channel and not worry about losing it, no matter what goes on in the channel, whatever, you're not even looking at it because you're just an investor with your Bitcoin. And it sounds like it's not out there yet. Do you know any idea? Have you heard any talk about anything like that at all? Am I just out there too far or to something?
Oh no, it's been on my mind quite a bit. I think in the future, folks are going to be wanting to get involved in the Lightning Network to earn yield on their Bitcoin. But the services aren't quite there yet in order
Right.
to enable that use case that you're talking about.
Yeah, so it's going to have to be people that are going to want to get involved. They're going to have to go through the process of making sure they have a Lightning channel and they do it, you know, within the system instead of just loaning from outside and then, you know, hoping it'll come back to them. You got to be a participant within the channels, it sounds like, at this point, to know that you're not going to lose it. Is that fair?
What's yeah, that? We're on the cutting edge, and it's still reckless, you know. So
yeah, I know it's reckless. The Lightning pool thing that was talked about weeks ago, that's sort of the coordinator for this. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but doesn't that have something to do with it? The way it coordinates, or the way you coordinate to find liquidity or give liquidity, something through the Lightning pool. If you don't mind, if you know more about it and can expand on that, I can't remember how it all fits together.
Sure, it might be its own presentation, but the brief of it is that Pool is operating a blind auction, and so they're acting as the auctioneer, and so they are able to see the asks and I forget what the other the offers and the takers and makers, that sort of thing. They're able to see all the information and match folks up at rates that they would both agree upon. But you can't really see where the offers are until a match is actually made. Whereas the Lightning liquidity bot acts a lot more like Craigslist. So people are saying, hey, I want someone to open a channel to me. And once that channel is created, I will pay them a set amount every day and it in exchange for providing that liquidity to me. So for folks just starting out, I would point them to Lightning Liquidity Bot before I would point them to Pool because there's just very different systems. I think Pool works for very established nodes. Whereas Lightning Liquidity Bot, you don't need that, you know, proven history track record that Pool requires.
Well, that helps a lot. Thank you for that description. I appreciate that. All right. I'm sure other people have questions. I could probably ask plenty more, but I don't want to be the other one. So.
Any more questions or we'll wrap this one up? All right. Hit it.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I don't know if you guys mentioned it because I kind of got distracted for a second, but there's also on that little beta app for Lolly, you can also hit like a little treasure chest and it gives you, it's like, it ranges between like 100 to like 1,000 sats a day, kind of like the when spinning the wheel. I don't know if you guys mentioned it, but they also got that. It's pretty cool.
Awesome. Yeah, I haven't used the Lolly app yet, but I heard it's out, and I'll be testing it soon.
For sure. Just wanted to mention that for.
No worries. Thank you.
Yeah.
So guys, if you're listening in or watching the video, just know that there's a lot of ways for you to receive Bitcoin. Some of it doesn't really even need you to change your current behavior, and some of it might take a little, you know, mental energy to get it going. But I think earning Bitcoin, or at least getting your head around the idea of earning Bitcoin, is a good way for you to start thinking in Bitcoin, thinking in sats. And so once you start thinking in sats and you realize like, okay, I need to earn some more Bitcoin, like what can I do? What services can I provide? And then you're officially down the rabbit hole and you'll probably be joining us over here soon. So definitely think about ways to get as much Bitcoin back as possible because, hey, it looks like we're in hyper Bitcoinization as we speak. But Nick, Jessifer, you guys want to add some things and then we'll wrap it up.
Thanks for everyone for coming out. Earning Bitcoin is definitely going to be for earning Bitcoin for everyone. Everyone's going to be earning Bitcoin. If you don't buy in right now, you're going to earn it later as the price goes up. And I just love the quote. I forgot who said it to me, an optimist, but it was just, if you provide value, they will come. And if you provide value, people will pay you. And if you want to get paid in Bitcoin, you demand to get paid in Bitcoin, ditch dollars, just go all in Bitcoin.
Preach.
I can't add anything to that. That was a fantastic way to end it. So get paid in the best money.
There you go. Awesome. All right. Well, stay tuned and we'll be back.